Thank you very much. Let me first give you the warmest welcome to Chile. And also, I would like to express my deep gratitude for what you're doing. Here we have different kinds of people, scientists, we have innovators, we have entrepreneurs, we have politicians. Not all of them are bad. Some of them are doing the right job. But I would like to mention only three ideas. The first one, humankind is facing now huge challenges. Climate change, global warming, aging of the population. Those are huge changes and challenges that we have to face. But we have a great ally, which is basically technological, science, innovation, and entrepreneurship. And we need to put those two things together because science and technology has to work in favor of the quality of life of people. And therefore, here we have people that are very much concerned with conservation and people that are very much concerned with science and technology, and the two things are absolutely complementary. You are fully aware that what is happening with the world, with our planet, is really terrifying because climate change and global warming is not a threat, it's a reality. And therefore, we have to do our best in order to be able to face those challenges. A few years ago, many magazines, including Economist and The Time, put in their portraits, let's save planet Earth. And I think that they were wrong, because planet Earth has been able to support and to resist all kinds of threats. What is really in danger is the survival of humankind in our planet. And that's why we need to do what should have been done long before. Because as President Obama said, we are the first generation that is facing the problems and the consequence of climate change. But we are the last one that can do something in order to avoid this phenomenon to become a tragedy for humankind. That's why I think that the people that are gathered in this room tonight, in this magnificent Magellan Strait, by the way, this year Chile will be the host country for the summit of APEC. Next year will be the host country for the summit of COP25. And also we will be celebrating 500 years since Magellan crossed this strait. Therefore, there are so many issues that will convert Chile into real capital of the world. And we hope that we will have your help. The help from the Congreso del Futuro and the help from this Antarctica 2020 to be able to fulfill our challenges and to have a great APEC meeting for free trade and also a great COP25 meeting in order to do what should have been done long before. But that's not an excuse. On the contrary, time is not our friend. Time is running against us. So I would like to express my deep gratitude for what you have already done, but most of what you will do in order to contribute to save our planet Earth, which is the only one that we have now. So welcome to Chile, welcome to Punta Arenas, and have a very good time.